This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
The song playing in the background, Tyler, Shaker, Tony Duedo, Optimist Music, Zede, and As Maestro is on this beautiful jam, right? Now, as promised, I'm joined on the line by a young man who is definitely making waves, man, in the amapiano industry, a vocalist who's taking the world by storm. He goes by the name of Penyutsebe, but we all know him as Maestro. He's on the line right now. Help me welcome the one, the only, As Maestro. My brother.
What's happening? How are you?
What's doing, man? How are you? Are you good?
Clean, yeah, I'm chilling, bro. I'm happy, you know?
Yeah, I know. Great to be happy, and thank you so much for taking your time, my brother, to join me on the show. Really do appreciate it.
You're welcome, bro.
So, bro, I mean, we are Limpopo's hottest frequency. You know, we celebrate artists that are from the province, right? Now, I see you from the province. Where in Limpopo are you from?
Bro, me, I'm from Mokopane, Makolereng, Gunwan. So, yeah, that's where I'm from, bro.
That's dope, man. That's dope. Wow. Yeah. Anamo, right here. So, take us through your upbringing, man, since you're from Momokopane. I don't know if you were raised there or what, but how was it and how did it influence, you know, your love for music?
Bro, I've just always been around, like, people that love music since a young age. Yeah. I grew up in Akasi. Yeah. Akasi is like, it's like, I grew up with my grandmother there. My mom was still in school at the time, university.
Sure.
You know? So basically, the love for music started from this one friend that I had. He was like older than me by like 4 years. So he was like older at that point, and he was making music. His name is Nico.
Sure.
And so the music basically started from there, because from there I started like writing, but obviously it wasn't as good as it is right now. Basically that's when it started. Then I just decided to be consistent with it and like really go hard at it, like in grade 11, grade 10, around those times. Yeah,
that's so dope, bro. I mean, but now, since you have always said, well, you know what, I need to go hard at this thing, but let's talk about the transition from hip-hop to amapiano. And at what point, you know, did you feel like this is time to make that move? And what influenced this decision?
That decision I took in grade 11, yeah. It was after I heard Vocalistic's Ghetto Gospel album. When I was introduced, to Vocalistic, that's when I decided to change, because I felt like it was going to be easier for me to also express myself through, like, a language that I'm familiar with, that I speak at home. You hear what I'm saying? Who are some terms are palala? So, until I just decided, no, man. Reggae music in my language, because it's easier, and also, like, I feel like it's going to touch people that are from my hood, that's from where I'm from as well. You hear what I'm saying? So, yeah, that's basically how I thought about it. And, yeah.
That is dope, man. I mean, but you're one person, you know, who can attest to the power of social media, man. I mean, to the young artists who are still doubting putting their work on social media. What would you like to say about that?
Platforms like TikTok, man. Like, pushing people on those platforms, because those platforms can really help you. Like, TikTok made a lot of careers, you know, even in the amapiano scene, where people were then recognized for their talent.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The only thing that people have to do is stay consistent. You know, even with the likes of, you know, the song you just played right now, Shika, Hate Movement, for them to be where they are, you needed, like, platforms like TikTok, you needed Instagram, where we're going to post up, you know what I'm saying? So, trust me, bro, like the TikTok, the Instagram, those ones can help. You just got to stay consistent and, you know, believe in yourself. Then the rest will follow.
I like that, my bro. So, I mean, as someone who has worked alongside some great names, man, I mean, Grammy Award-winning Tyler, I'm talking about Devin Gogo, EQ, just to name a few, bro. I mean, how did these collaborations come about?
Firstly, second, I stayed consistent. You know, and obviously they also saw the hard work that I was putting in.
Yeah.
You know, they felt like, okay, sharp, this is a dope song, we want to add a verse. And one thing about me is, bro, like, I believe in collaboration. So, as long as I'm a good guy, I don't know. I'm like, I just do it. And that's how they basically came about. It was just that they recognized the talent, they recognized the hard work that I was putting in. And then from there, you know, things just started working out and things started aligning. You know, with the likes of Shaker, the way it came about, you know, Kyla heard the song, she liked it, she added a verse, she dropped it, and then now,
what's a man you So, Abid, you have a new single out, bro. I want to talk about this because this song is making waves in the clubs, in the socials, on the streets, you name it. I mean, it's titled Head Movement. Tell us about this song, man. How did this song come about?
Head Movement is a song that I made with one of my close friends, Motion. Cyrus Motion. He's a very, very, very good producer, dope producer, and DJ. So, how it came about was Motion had, like, he was already done with the beat, right? And I think he posted the beat, and then I heard it, and I told him, I was like, yo, bro, post this beat, because I think I have an idea. I'm trying to play around with it, you know? And then he sent it through. I was in studio at that point, and then I was having fun, bro, in the studio. I had fun, I sent it back to him, and he actually liked it. He was like, bro, I actually, like it, you know? So can you do something about it, like post it on TikTok or whatever the case may be? And then I posted it on TikTok, you know, I started dancing to it, you know, then the likes of Tati, which is the person that did the dance challenge, you know, she also found the sound and then she did the whole dance challenge. And then now people started hopping on, it became a big thing, influencers started hopping on, you know, it's a crazy story, trust me.
God damn. But no. I want to find out from you, bro. I mean, Maestro, how does it feel, you know, seeing your song hit such milestones, man? Trending, getting crazy streams, getting so much love, dance challenges. But like, my loyalty, Joe, this is what we need to do to be within.
Bro, to be honest, like, I didn't think it was going to be. I knew it was going to be big, but I didn't think it was going to be this big, you know? And I remember the period in which, like, after I recorded the song and I was boosting about it on TikTok and I was using it, you know what I'm saying? Around those times, I was praying a lot, bro. Like, I don't even lie. I was praying a lot, so I'm not shocked, bro. Like, I'm shocked, but I'm also not shocked because
it's like
you know, God will always make a way.
100%. And so when it happens, now you shocked, like, even like you were not praying and stuff, you know what I mean?
Like, you get what I'm saying? Yeah, also, it's like the power of prayer, bro. Like the power of prayer.
100%. Amen, bro. 100%. So, does this give you pressure, Nyan, on the next release? I always wonder how you, you know, your vocalists, the people that are always in studio, how do you feel when you see a song, you know, reach such heights and then it's like, yo, but now what are we coming up with next? What if they don't feel it the same? Like, what is the pressure? Is there pressure maybe about the next release or are you just relaxed and good about it?
I mean, oh yeah, it's like there's always that little bit of pressure. So, you know, people are like waiting to see what's like coming next, man. But I believe in myself, bro, and I believe in like the music that I've made because I feel like a lot of music, you know, that is ready to be dropped. And I know that the music that I make, bro, I enjoy it. And trust me, it takes a lot for me to enjoy a song, like, even a song of my own. So I know that if I enjoy this song, people are definitely going to enjoy it. Like, we're gonna come up with another single. We're gonna drop another single. Motion and I also got one on TikTok right now. That's like making waves. It's also coming up. You know, so
I love the confidence, bro. So now, I mean, speaking of the next release, let's speak of what is next for S Maestro. Like, what are you doing this year? I mean, we in the month of May now. Yeah, what are we doing this year?
This year, bro, I just want to, you know, start off with, like, maybe give them another single after hit. You know, after giving them another single, maybe we can go into an EP, you know. And then after dropping an EP of my own, me and Motion can do a full EP. So, yeah, you know, the Head Movement series.
One time. Before I let you go, my brother, I mean, what would you like to say to your fans, you know, who are requesting your music on radio, who are doing these TikTok challenges? What is it that you'd like to say to these people?
Well, I'd like to say I appreciate the support, and I appreciate, like, the people that believe in me, you know. I love them so much. They must keep on streaming the music. I've got no stream. I'm going to give them more. One thing about me is I also want to support them. I'm always going to give them fire music.
Sure.
You know?
Sure.
Yeah, bro. Bye-bye. Because people, friends of mine, throw bye-bye. Get a vibe.
Get a vibes.
Yeah. Get a vibe.
One time, my dog. Yes, Maestro, thank you so much for taking your time to come and join us right here on the Best of Lunchtime Radio. We really do appreciate you. Capricorn FM will keep on supporting what you give, bro. We'll check you out on the next release. Keshodi Tlabadibua, Very Bad.
Thank you so much, bro. Thank you so much for having me.
One time.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.